I'm going to read just one more kind of scary one, I guess. Dulcie does become pregnant and actually is very afraid that it will be a monster too, but she ends up having a little daughter named Brienne. So the name Brienne shows up here. And Brienne gives away the coat. So the silky coat that's been hiding in the basement, she gives back to the silky. When that happens, Dulcie realizes he's going to come for the daughter. So this is her trying to psych herself up for the moment when she thinks he will come back to steal her daughter away. And it's called Shooting the Dog. Yeah, that's not funny, but anyway. No, Shooting the Dog, yeah. Shooting the Dog. I'm a dog lover, by the way. Really shoot that. Okay, Shooting the Dog. Shooting a seal, Dulcie thinks, is like shooting a dog. The inexplicable forgiveness of the dog obsessively licking his side, who crawls into the lap of his murderer to roll his eyes, independence and pain and adoration, to shudder, to pause a long time between breaths. So on her good days, when she tells herself that to win, she must imagine winning, she takes the lady's pistol from its case, cradles the pearl-gray muzzle against her cheek, and is almost elated at its cool power to put everything right. In the version of the story she tells herself, on the day he comes to steal her daughter, she startles, lets go of the page, so the book leaps like a white wing, and her face brightens in the doorway daylight as she detects the future on the stoop. Her shot is true. And though he enters the house backlit, upright, an ordinary, beautiful man, when he collapses, he is brown, soft fur creeping to her feet, where he half loops like a lazy capital C in her little girl's script. She goes tipsy with compassion, sits cross-legged to examine the hole she made, and the seal inhales, launches his body into her lap, sighs, rolls his eyes. In the story she tells herself, she strokes his head until he dies. When the carcass has cooled, she uses Brienne's radio flyer to haul the velvet sack to the beach. No one sees her, and she stands there regretting his necessary death as the brown waves comb his side and the caked blood loosens and leaks. Because she does these things between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m., her daughter doesn't wake up until after she returns and scrubs the floor. But every story has phantom lives that must breathe and act out, and other versions flicker at the fringe of her sight. There is the dog who understands his master is his murderer, who barks at the hand that pets him and slinks under the car to die. There is the seal who never returns to claim his daughter. There is the woman who wastes her life waiting. There is the bloated, dead, beautiful man. There is the little girl who wakes.